another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, it's my dad, Noah, and every week, for almost 5 years now, we've been sitting on my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. This week, we're going to talk about NBA All-Star and the Luka Doncic trade, which happened overnight, and at the end, we'll give our Super Bowl picks, and you can too. So,
well, you can too.
Well, in like the comments.
Right.
Not on the podcast.
Right. So you can go to leave comments on YouTube. And also when you leave a rating and review, the review can just be your Super Bowl pick. And the reason we ask for reviews and all podcasts ask for ratings and reviews is so that it allows other people to find the podcast because then the podcast gets promoted that way.
Yeah.
So if you would do so, that
and
would
we
be
always
great.
Like hearing from you.
Exactly.
We say stuff, but we want to hear what you have to say, too.
We say stuff.
We say stuff.
Okay, so NBA All-Star is, so first is Super Bowl this weekend, then NBA All-Star. If the Super Bowl, if the NFL goes to 18 games, then the Super Bowl would be what is usually NBA All-Star weekend, which is President's Weekend, and then the NBA would have to move All-Star weekend, which is, maybe they move it up, I don't know. But All-Star game is in San Francisco.
Yes.
New format this year, three NBA teams of eight, a G League team, but we're not concerned about that. We're just going to talk about the 12 players that were chosen, East and West, and then who you think maybe should have gotten in and who shouldn't be there instead.
Yeah.
So something to think about when it comes to All-Star is always the standings. If the team is that good, should they have two players in versus a team that's not that great, but they might have a star. So I'm going to run through the teams real fast. I'm going to read them real fast, and then you can...
The teams that have All-Stars?
No, just the All-Star teams, the rosters.
Oh,
and then you can talk about who you think should have gotten in over who else, okay? Yeah. So East starters, Jalen Brunson, Donovan Mitchell, forwards, Kat, Giannis, Tatum. And East reserves, Darius Garland, Cade, Dame, Tyler Hero, front court, Jaylen Brown, Evan Mobley, Pascal Siakam. So starters, it's two guards, three front court.
Yeah.
And then reserves are two guards, three front court, and then two wild cards.
Dame is Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard, yes. Cade Cunningham, Kat, Carl Anthony Towns. Okay.
Yes.
West starters, Steph and Shea in the backcourt. Jokic, KD, and LeBron, front court. West reserves, Anthony Edwards, James Harden, and then Wemby, Jalen Williams, Alperen Sengun, Jaren Jackson Jr., and now the newest member of the Dallas Mavericks, Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Okay, so who do you think in the East should have been an All-Star that wasn't?
Trae Young.
He's been having
the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
He's been having a really good season.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of him as, like, his big moment, I would say, this season was when he made a half-court shot. Or it was close to half-court. Yes. But that was when people were like, oh, Trae Young, right, about him. And then it was like, it got into everyone's minds, like, Trae Young.
Okay.
And then I started thinking about Trae Young, and I was like, oh, Trae Young. And then I realized he's been having a pretty good season. The Atlanta Hawks, I wouldn't say, are great this year. They're not that good. They're okay.
No, they're struggling.
Yes, they're struggling.
They're struggling. They've been struggling. All right, so what's the big deal, though, about Trae this year? He what?
He leads the league in assists.
Right, so we also looked up the top 24 players in scoring, and Trae is on that list.
Yes.
Also, did not make an All-Star team. So those players are Trae, Devin Booker, Maxey, De'Aaron Fox, Kyrie, Norman Powell, Zach LaVine. Not all those guys deserve to be All-Stars. Trae... Yeah, the Hawks just aren't that good. Jalen Johnson just got hurt. You can make the case that he was certainly their second best player.
Yeah.
But Trae has been terrific. And Trae is an All-Star type player. So if you're just saying...
Has he been an All-Star?
Yeah.
If you're
just saying the top 24 players in the league, Trae should probably be in there.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. But you have to look at winning, losing.
Yeah.
Trae, as the team is 5 games under 500. But if you were to put him in... Who would you take off that team?
I would take off Tyler Hero.
Why is that?
Personally. He's good. I just don't think he deserves All-Star. Personally.
Okay.
Do they play the same position?
Yeah, they're both guards. Yeah,
different types of guards.
Tyler Hero is more of a wing. And he has been...
He's been really good.
He's been their guy, not Jimmy Butler, and their game over 500, but... Yeah, I mean, I'd prefer to see an All-Star game with Trae Young in it. Yeah, I don't think there are any other real snubs in the East. You could make the case for Trey over even Jaylen Brown. But Jaylen Brown has been good. He hasn't been shooting the ball well, but he was the Finals MVP last year. So
even though I don't like the Celtics, I still think Jaylen Brown should be an All-Star. He's still pretty good.
You could certainly make that case, and the Celtics are almost like 20 games over 500. Okay, yes. in the West, I gave you everybody. Who do you think should be an All-Star that wasn't?
Domantas Sabonis.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Devin Booker.
Well,
okay.
Devin Booker, too. But
well, all right, but Sabonis.
Sabonis really over who, though?
Who are you taking off? So who are you taking off of? It has to be either Wemby, Jalen Williams, Sengun, Jaren Jackson Jr., or Anthony Davis.
Oh, that's hard. I would take off. I don't know.
If you're going to say someone should be on, you have to take somebody off.
I would say Jaren Jackson Jr., but he's been pretty good, so I'm keeping him. That's because he's the player I don't really know.
I mean, Jaren Jackson Jr., so that team, the Grizzlies.
I would say Anthony Davis.
Okay, so Ja's not an All-Star because he hasn't played enough games.
Right.
Just stop. Just leave it alone.
It's falling.
It's all right. Just leave it alone.
Whatever.
And if you were just listening to this and not watching it, I was saying leave your microphone alone. So Jaren Jackson Jr., the Grizzlies have been terrific this year, and he's been their best player, especially since Ja's missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
He doesn't scream All-Star because he's not a flashy scorer, but he is a dominant defensive player.
So I'll say Anthony Davis.
I would, if there was someone to do it, I would say Anthony Davis also.
Yes.
Because Sabonis is 21 a game, 14.5 rebounds, and he leads the league in rebounding.
Yeah,
shooting 61% from the floor. He's six and a half assists. The Kings have been up and down.
Just people don't notice him as much because he's not on a great team.
Right. The Kings have been 500, fired Mike Brown, Doug Christie, new head coach. I think if there's somebody there, it could be Sabonis. And then Devin Booker, too, yes, but over who? So Booker over Anthony Edwards?
No.
I mean, I'd rather have Devin Booker on my team, but
yes.
But
Anthony Edwards is still an All-Star deserving player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd have a tough time. I don't know. To me, it's one of those things, the question about expanding the rosters to 15, but being an All-Star, and Devin Booker is a top 24 player in the league,
yeah,
for sure.
But I think All-Star should be 12 players because All-Star, it's like a select amount of players.
Each individual year.
Yes.
And in the West, it's harder to be an All-Star than it is in the East. Yeah, it is. It is much harder.
It's a lot harder.
If the game was just East versus West and everybody played their hardest, who do you think wins and by how much?
I say West.
By how many points?
I don't know. 10?
Okay.
12?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. So I also went back to look at the All-Star roster when I was your age. So 1992, and it was a major All-Star game. Are you bored?
No, I'm not.
You're keeping me on.
I'm
all
tired.
Right. So when I was 10, that All-Star game, 1992, is a famous All-Star game in Orlando. Because this was the first game back after a year that Magic Johnson played. After being diagnosed with HIV, came back. Some players said they weren't going to play, and it was a huge deal. So I looked at the Hall of Famers. So I just read a bunch of those names, All Stars this year. These were the Hall of Famers, and they shouldn't all be Hall of Famers. Like, I don't think Tim Hardaway should be a Hall of Famer. But yeah. So Magic. So the starters were Magic, Clyde Drexler, Chris Mullin, Karl Malone, David Robinson, all Hall of Famers. Hakeem came off the bench, Stockton, Mutombo, James Worthy, Tim Hardaway, also off the bench for the West. The other players who are non-All-Stars, who would fit in with a lot of these other guys, Jeff Hornacek, Dan Majerle, Otis Thorpe, great. East starters, Jordan, Barkley, Isaiah Thomas, Pippen Ewing, Hall of Famers. Rodman, Hall of Famer, Joe Dumars, Hall of Famer. Then they had Brad Daugherty and Mark Price, who are really good players for the Cavaliers on some really good teams. Just not Hall of Famers. Michael Adams, Kevin Willis, they got in because Bird and Dominique were hurt. So they didn't play. Reggie Lewis was also on that team, and Reggie Lewis ended up tragically dying a year later for the Celtics. So I was looking at it, it's like 17, 18 Hall of Famers. And on this list, like if their careers ended today, Kat's a Hall of Famer, Giannis is a Hall of Famer, Tatum's a Hall of Famer, Damian Lillard's a Hall of Famer, Steph, Jokic, KD, LeBron, Hall of Famers, James Harden, Hall of Famer, Anthony Davis, Hall of Famer.
Not as much.
They need Wemby. Like, this has to be. I really hope that this All-Star game is, because I hope this is a monster All-Star game for Wemby.
Yeah, because really Wembanyama, like, there haven't been that many players that are All-Stars in their second season in the NBA.
Right, and look and can do what Wemby does.
Yeah. He's a
physical anomaly. Just nobody is that big, that skilled.
Yes.
And that West All-Star, those West All-Star starters, like your guy Shea, being mixed in there with Steph, LeBron, KD,
awesome.
And Jokic. Oh, you know, it's Shea with four of the top 15 players of all time.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And thinking of that, we should actually, right above us here, since we don't have anything, we don't have the elephants since we turned the room around, maybe we put something basketball here.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe we could fit something there.
Cool. Sure.
I'm thinking about it because it's kind of barren.
Yeah, we're just sitting behind a white wall.
Yeah, it's kind of barren. We don't know who the participants are yet for the All-Star Saturday night stuff.
Oh, right, yeah.
You're looking forward to the All-Star game?
I am.
You like watching the All-Star game?
I like more watching the skills competitions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the All-Star game, I'll watch it more because it's only to 40 points. It's not a full game. It's a little more competitive.
We hope.
No one wants to lose to the G League.
Right.
No offense to G League, but nobody wants to lose to them.
I agree.
So I think it'll be cool.
It is strange to see an All-Star game without a Sixer in it, but the fact is, Maxi and Embiid.
I hate to say
Maxi
it
or Embiid
about
Maxi.
I hate to say it about him.
I know,
but he doesn't deserve it.
I know.
I really hate to say it.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Okay, so your reaction this morning. So I told you that Luka got traded to the Lakers for Anthony Davis, Max Christie, a pick. The first thing this morning I said it's the most shocking trade in NBA history.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Luka is like, yes.
Thanks.
Luka is the quote unquote untradeable player.
That's what we thought. Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they were saying, like, all in the news this morning. Well, NBA news. And they were saying, like, how? Because yes, I guess he's been hurt a lot. But he was the untradeable player because he was so good.
I mean, he's first team All-NBA every year, 25 years old, out of shape, though, poorly conditioned. But he's still a top five player in the NBA.
Yes. And I feel like they wanted, for some reason, they wanted to just get rid of him quickly. Yes, I do know the trade deadline. It's Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Thursday, but I think there was, like, something else because they didn't open it up to the whole NBA. They just opened it up to the Lakers. No one knew. Not even, like, LeBron knew.
Apparently, right?
Apparently. But here's the thing. They only got Anthony Davis. They got, like, a few other players, mm-hmm. right? And they got, what's his name? Oh, like, a first-round pick. That's it. They could have gotten so much more. I feel like if they opened...
To the
Sixers, they probably could have gotten like Embiid and Paul George.
If they wanted him.
Sure. And if the Sixers wanted Luka, which is
well, they would have taken
him
for it, yeah.
But like exactly like
there are a lot of questions. Like the question would be, would Luka have re-signed with those teams? So did Luka say? There's still a lot of questions. Did Luka say, "I will only re-sign with the Lakers"? So maybe another team wouldn't have given them as much. The Mavs think they can win right now.
Anthony Davis?
I don't think so either. It's a head scratcher.
Where are they going with this?
It doesn't pass the smell test. Is LeBron the next one to be traded?
LeBron being traded would be
hilarious. Is this now just Luka's team? By the time this podcast comes out, maybe something else has already happened. I always say to you guys, nothing surprises me in sports. Nothing. This surprised me. This one shocked me.
It seemed to shock everybody. Was surprised.
Like all the NBA players were shocked.
NBA players don't get shocked that much.
This was wild.
Someone got traded. Okay, whatever. Something happened. Okay, whatever.
Crazy.
It's like, whoa.
It's really nuts. Okay. We're recording this on Sunday, February 2nd at 5:23. So in about a week from now, we'll be about an hour from kickoff. Eagles, Chiefs. I'm from Philadelphia. Mom's from Philadelphia. Yes, we live in New York. You're an Eagles fan. Go Birds. Your pick and the score.
Eagles win. I say 32-27.
32-27. 32 is an interesting number. But why? You just never know.
It's not like...
You
don't get a 32.
You don't get a 7 and a 3 in there. But you never know. Who knows what could happen? Okay.
Maybe they get a 2-point conversion or something.
It's all very possible. Yeah. All very possible. So I'm going to say, it's funny you said 32-27. I was going to say 34-23 Eagles. So we're close.
We're very close.
Oh, man. The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Bring it home for Jerome. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
All right.
One more. Gatorade.
Oh, right. Color. You wanted to say this is something you're always very interested in.
I say it's orange.
The color of Gatorade you think is going to be orange that the Eagles pour on Nick Sirianni?
Yes. What about you?
I'll say yellow.
Okay, because I don't think they would pour red on him.
I don't know.
Well, they just wouldn't do that.
I also want to know, do the players look inside first to see what color it is and ever switch to another color? Because there are multiple colors on the sideline.
One year they did purple and they just didn't show it on TV. I was so mad.
Yeah, I remember that.
You were like scrolling like Twitter like, oh my God, where is it?
Yeah. I do wonder if the players ever look and then make a switch. Or if someone tells them, hey, if they win, make sure it's this color.
So you say yellow?
Because they bet on that.
You say yellow?
I'm going to say yellow.
I say orange.
Yellow on that green will look nice.
Yeah, you won't be able to see it.
All right. I love you.
Love you.